Great day had by all, and then you hit 24 hours later.
Wow.
Where were you when it happened?
We were at the Lake Bluff Parade, like we do every year, and we got a text from my daughter who was actually working in Highland Park at Bright Falls, which is a
Oh, no kidding.
health food
Wait,
yogurt
I know
house.
that
Not
place.
yogurt. Yeah,
Is
right
that
by
the place where
Sunset.
everybody ran in and went into the basement or whatever?
Yeah, my daughter and a couple other
Oh my
coworkers
God.
helped usher in people into the basement, and she texts us from there saying there's been a shooting and we're locked down in the basement. And so that's when it all, and then all of a sudden you just start seeing people around the parade all of a sudden to the phones and seeing all this
Yeah.
stuff. And I heard some people going, Lake Bluff didn't shut down the parade. Like, well, they can't shut down the parade because the way Lake Bluff's parade is, it meanders through all the streets in town. So it's unlike a parade that goes like Highland Park was on a straight
Yeah.
line, and you can kind of,
Yeah.
but it did, once it started hitting it, you could see the
Yeah.
parade was picking up and kind of getting through it. But yeah, no, my daughter was down there, and she,
I had no idea, man.
did some heroic things with her coworkers and, getting people to safety, kids. She said there are a ton of kids down there, and but just a scary, and I think she's was very traumatized by it, but who wouldn't be? I mean, that's just
Well, proud of
some
her, man.
PTSD.
A way to
Yeah.
step up, you know? It's
But yeah. And actually her boss, they interviewed them her last night on one of the channels about, the employees get people in and all. So she partly did not too many people get to recognize the other people besides the first responders, but not just her bit their business that she was working at, but a lot of these businesses took in people. And and it's scary. I mean, she's texting us and we couldn't do anything. I mean, we couldn't get down there anyway, so it's like, we just told her to stay where she's at, listening to the police or whatever. And but it was funny, just the text she was sending. I mean, there's words that there words that there was, hostages being held at, Sunset, which was not true, but that's just kind of the
You
stuff that's floating around. And then
pandemonium, you know.
she had text saying that the shooter actually was shot and killed, because that's the rumor that was going around. But as we find out later, not. But so Pam and I were just kind of like, what the heck? But I think everyone, that where we were at in Lake Bluff was just like, what the hell is going on with this world and all that? But kind of crazy when it hits close to home. But
Well, I'm glad Carly's okay, proud of her for
yeah,
what
thanks.
I mean, I read about that article, but I had no idea she worked there. That
Oh yeah. And they were
was
all excited, and they're gonna work the parade and hand out stuff and all that, and it was going well, and boom.
They do like smoothie bowls.
Yeah.
How would I
Yeah.
know about smoothie bowls unless I saw that
Wow.
article? Yeah. So
Pretty cool how they design them and all this stuff, and it's art. It's like the way these kids design these things, it's like, they make them, and they're like, am I gonna eat that? But yeah, she's been
So,
working there for a couple of years now, and
no
once they
kidding.
opened, and I'm like,
Okay.
well, who would have thought?
So I get a text from my kid too, but he's in San Diego and he says Highland Park. I'm like, what? And then, because
Where were you at?
where do you think I was? Editing videos.
Oh. Happy fourth.
Before, yeah. So I'm down and I'm like, oh boy. So I'm going, I'm looking at it. Jesus. Here we go again. And it is going to happen again. We're all going to give all this attention to the guns and not the mental health aspect of it. And then you hear the helicopters.
Yeah,
I'm
she's
like,
we were finally going home, and it was like the helicopter. We were riding our bikes from Lake Bluff, so it's
yeah.
like, helicopters and everything. Pam said, "Look at there's helicopters." I said, "Well, obviously, they haven't gotten the guy yet if there's copters
Yeah.
floating around, because they're doing the overhead
And I'm
search of the
like,
thing."
am I back in Chicago? Because they're looking for somebody here.
Yep.
And so I'm like, okay. And I tell my wife, I say, you know what? I think this guy's going to be gotten in about 12 hours because,
Yeah.
And you know, sure enough, and to the first responders, your daughter, everybody out there, man,
Unbelievable how, you know.
you think you got guts. Well, you know, go through something like that.
Well, the other thing is, just the amazing thing is, this guy, you know, was where he was shooting from, and even having the police in the parade and all that, they're there as it is, and he still got away. And that was so close. I mean, if you've been there, the Ross drugstore, you know, it's right there. And to
Well,
unload those rounds like he did, and then be able to climb back down and just
yeah.
walk and kind of flow into the
It's
crowd.
almost,
I mean, crazy.
it's, 'cause, you know, Vegas is like that, for, you know, getting it from above. You know, you got to have some eyes up there, some cameras watching something, you know, if we're
Yeah,
going
but
to
what
be.
did he do? I mean, it's like, you know, you can't, I mean, it's horrible that happens, but how do you know, everyone's screaming now on the tube and all that, that, you know, this should have been done, you know, you
No,
should have
it's
known about, you can't. How do
you
you
can't.
know? I
No.
mean, there's not a perfect, you know, what's the latest these red flag laws? It's not a perfect thing. So he's gotten knives, he's been in trouble with the police before. But I mean,
Well, you got all these volunteers, and you know, you can have scopes up there keeping an eye on the time. It can't be done for that short amount of time, and I think that's
well,
something that, yeah.
I tell you one thing. You're right, it can be, but do you want to? But I remember a couple of years ago when all those riots were happening
Yeah.
in all the towns, and you know, this Antifa nutbags decided to come to Lake Forest.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out of my office back after I got boarded in. They're boarding up my office.
For a thousand bucks.
I got to slip out the back, Jack. But then I walked over to the square and was talking to a police gentleman that I know and some other people. And then I was looking up, and they had sniper guys up on all the roofs in Market Square. Now, is that the way to do everything? But no. But again, I mean, that, so it is doable, but my God, what do you, you know? Every single parade and everything, every single public event now, you have to have people
Yes.
above and below. And yeah, I mean, it's
Yes.
crazy.
And well, what's even crazier is, I mean, I think seven died, you know, in that
Horrible.
thing. And in Chicago, they're shooting 60 people a month there, you know, so it's,
Not to diminish what happened.
yeah.
But was it 20 some people killed over the weekend in Chicago?
I got the tracker
What
right here, and it's it.
nothing said about that. It just kind of glosses over, and that's horrific too.
16 shot and killed in July so far in Chicago. So, and you know, a
And
lot
all,
of
what is
those,
it, July 4th or 5th, 6th now today.
So okay, Chicago's a bigger town, but
It
what they
doesn't
don't even
matter.
get it, well. They don't even get into the suicides on this thing, which the,
Right.
you know, the mental health. So it's, when is it? Because you know what's going to happen. It's a political thing, and they're gonna, you know, it's going to be have guns, don't have guns. Okay, I got a FOID card. I'm not gonna go out and get a Uzi. But the real problem is the intent. Why do they want to do that? You know, and they talk about this
Right.
red flag law and all that. And
We're missing the point. I mean, it's everything. You know, look at the last several that have, it's everything to do with being locked down and our brains being mush during that time. And some of these young people just, and I know that for a fact, I'm living it, just it wipes them out. And on top of it, I'm going to blame the internet and all these frickin' shoot 'em up games that these kids play and bury themselves in their basement and all that. They lose this grip of what that really is. And it is mental health. And all these knobs that are on the TV screaming guns, guns, guns. No, it's look at the other portion of it. I mean, it's mental health. It is,
Yeah.
plain and
Yeah.
simple. And we have to do a better job at it. I mean,
Well,
you know
I
that.
mean,
I mean,
more,
it's
more, well, insurance companies won't pay for it. So people won't, I mean, they'll pay a portion of it, but they won't pay it in comparable to physical health, you know,
right.
or prevention. So, you know, it's just going to keep happening. And Severino went down there. Schneider, is that his name? I forget the guy. He was in the parade, and you know, they're hopping on there. And then I got a note on here. I don't have a positive or negative view on it. Mayor George's little video he sent out to
We pray for
everybody.
those who were wounded in hopes that they all make a full recovery. Yesterday, we all saw an
People
immediate
got a neg
and well-coordinated
from the
response
negative side of
from
things.
multiple law
I don't
enforcement
know what
agencies,
happened during the
federal, state.
pandemic, but nobody liked those videos that he did
No.
where he was scolding people.
Right.
And
No,
he's
well,
been,
nobody likes to get scolded
yeah. So
and tell what to do. No.
then he comes on, you know, again, and they said, oh, there he is doing the videos again. Then if he doesn't come on, then you don't have your leader coming on saying something. So
Yeah, I mean, it's
whatever.
damned
People
if
are,
you do, damned if you don't, and it's,
well, people are talking about it, so that's why we bring it up.
yeah. And the other thing is, I know, Lake Forest shut down the beach yesterday and some other things. We can't keep doing that, and these, yeah, it's horrible, but you can't live in fear,
I
and
did
there's no way
notice
we can lock people down again.
they didn't give the idiot more pub than they've done in the past for these people, which is
Right.
getting better.
We're
I mean,
learning.
maybe you show the picture till you find the guy, then when you don't, you know, wipe it clean, give
Yeah.
credit, you know, not credit, but the seven unfortunate lives you had, the one kid both their
Oh.
parents got killed. Oh my goodness.
No, that's
And then
I
they
mean,
raise $1.5 million for him, and then you look
close
at,
to two now.
is it two? Okay. And then you go to Chicago, and it's like, oh, that happens every.
But you know what that is. I mean,
Yeah, what is it,
that's,
Scoo?
well, I mean, it's not, these aren't the killings here, horrible as they are, aren't what's happening in Chicago. And I think the killings down there are, it's a different,
It's not Highland Park. Chicago is not Highland
no,
Park.
and I'm not saying it's Chicago and it's not, yeah, it's
There's no right
what is
answer
it?
on any of it. It's no
No,
right
I
answer.
know. Well, it's not, it's criminal. Well, whatever. I mean,
The thing with the guns
when it's,
is,
I'm not gonna,
it's,
it's
look,
different.
you know what people are pissed about? I think the efficiency of it and how quickly it happened,
That's
right?
what I was talking about. I mean, 70
Seven.
rounds or seven, and then this guy just walks away and doesn't,
So, I mean, you had seven killed, 40 wounded, whatever it is, whatever the number is, in a short amount of time, and
Right.
people can't. But if you have a greater number killed and hurt over a longer period of time, that's acceptable.
But it's not. I mean, I guess that's my point is like it's become numb down in Chicago. It's just a statistic now that they report every week where it shouldn't be. People are dying. That's wrong. And, but that seems to be
Well,
different. Everyone wants to scream gun control and all this when it's a suburb. But not downtown Chicago. When it to me, that's the same thing. When guns are people are getting killed by guns, I mean,
Well, I ain't got the solution other than you do. I do know one thing. However you're raised, and
let's put it this way. I would bet that killings downtown that are just happening all the time are not legally bought guns. I mean, and that's the whole gun thing. It's like this kid, crazy as it is, bought it legally.
Right.
You know, so even if you buy it legally, I don't care what people say, you know, it was bought legally. It's the mental health. His brain is
the intent. Yeah. The intent, because look, if you follow, if you're an international business guy, you pay more attention to this. Guns are not as available in China. Okay. So what do you get in China? Some idiot going around with a machete. Right. And not, you know, knives. And so, again, it's the intent. So,
right.
And it takes longer. It's going to happen. So,
and these psychos that are hell bent on doing it, I wish there was a way to prevent it. But over the years, we've seen you just can't prevent it. I mean, if a psycho wants to do something horrible,
yeah,
and is hell bent on doing it, they're going to do it. Now, we need to find out ways to prevent it through mental health and,
yeah,
you know, preparing preparing events better. Yeah. But again, you can't.
Well, they're saying there's warning signs, this and that. Then you get into privacy rights, and you know, it's a.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
There's no answer, horrible. Man. There's
not.
But what there is like your daughter and people like her and the first responders that. When everybody's running this way, they're going that way, you know, right. towards it and helping out. So thank God we have all them.
Yeah.
And on our side.
And that's the thing. But God, it just was, you know, it was even hard. I mean, for me, like everyone else, I'm sure it's like we're sitting there watching the news in the afternoon and it's like, you know, you're just watching.
Hey, wait a minute.
And then it was like later on that evening, I'm like, fuck, it's like, you know,
I was just driving by there. Home.
Yeah, I mean, nuts.
So
and it.
So did they get a? Did they finally get him in Lake Forest or was it North Chicago? It was Lake Forest, wasn't it? Like Wesley
yeah, it
and
was
41.
Like Wesley and 41. Yeah, I mean, he was coming from the north. So apparently, he you know
coming from the north.
Well, that's what I said. Like, what the hell is he coming from the north? If I'm running away. But apparently when it happened, he jumped in. He, I guess his mom lived down the street and walked down there, or, you know, had to walk down there, run because everyone else was running. Jumped in her car and supposedly went up to Madison because they found his cell phone up there. But coming back and he's going down 41 South, North Chicago police identified the car. You know, a small chase, I guess, but then he just kind of came on Wesley Road and was going to turn left to go down Wesley, I guess, into Highwood Highland Park, and that's where he just kind of
wait, this dude made it all the way to Madison and then came back? Okay. Like we said, mental health. We need more budget for mental health. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, put money, come on, let's get together. Put some money into mental health.
I mean, this thing was you know, as everything's kind of unfolding and they're saying how this was all, you know, premeditated when he had the women's clothes and he picked the Ross drugstore, went up the fire escape there, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes to Madison and then decides to come back. I mean, wouldn't you be running and saying, I ain't, you know, I'm getting far away as possible, but
I'm going to Manitoba.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I that's the weird thing was when they said he was caught coming back south from the north. And I'm like, what? That's weird. But I guess, you know what? Madison's what, 3 hours away and this was at 10 o'clock and he was caught at six or so. So yeah, he could have driven up there, but they're saying they found his cell phone up there. So, you know, again, does that mean that he was up there or I don't know.
Or left it there for him to find it so he could go somewhere else? Who knows? Plus, he could have had a few. Scoo?
All I know is they got the guy and he's not coming out of the pokey for the rest of his life. And, you know.
Well, what's next? You know, get ready for another round, unfortunately. And,
the sad thing is, you know, I heard Highland Park shut down everything for July, which is, you know, the right thing to do, I guess. But you know, hopefully it's not a carryover into other towns and communities to start shutting down stuff. But
it's a, you know, it's a fine line where you got to pay respect to those who've passed, and but you have to get on with things, because if you don't, then you give more credit to these people than will make them want to do it again to show that they have an influence on your life. Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, politics, and national events. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of the Lake Forest High School basketball, football, lacrosse, chess team, badminton, Scoot Walker. How you doing, Scoot?
Good, Pete. How are you today? Nice little rainstorm last night.
Little sprinkles this morning. Grass is loving it. And got a little break around 5 o'clock to get that walk in. Feeling fine and dandy.
Nice, nice.
You know what's even nicer? Florida. Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers and watchers just like you. Shark Eye Beach Fishing, the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. The world-renowned captains not only put you in the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out at Facebook or at SharkEyeBeachFishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Eye is your guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Scoo still doesn't charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters. Reverend Lou, back from the Church of the Holy Spirit. Matt A. Elizabeth C., Coastal Lance, Otto, RDM, Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, and Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha. And of course, the Greentown Tavern in Waukegan. Scoo.
Yo.
Interesting past few days, huh?
Wow. Amazing. I guess I can't say how was your fourth.
Well, my third was good. I was at the beach.
Nice.
You know, what a difference 24 hours makes from grilling burgers to beach clothes, enter at your own peril.
You're grilling burgers down there? Nice.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the whole – oh. Customer service. No, we had the whole clan down there. Brought food and drink, and then the shop was open for the first time.
Wow!
I'm like,
it's the holiday. Perfect.
It was open
like
Sunday.
A nice crowd.
You know, if the Sunday before the July 4th, if that's going to be the busiest time of the year. I don't think it was that. I mean, it was busy, but could have been way busier from what I've seen.
Get some beach volleyball in, do some paddle boarding.
Did a lot of sitting, making sure the grill was sufficiently lit, and it was lit. I think I was lit too. I think I cleaned all the grills within a 6-foot radius with the charcoal that I used. Definitely sterilized everything.
So you had burgers. What else?
I wasn't allowed to bring the steaks down, you know,
really?
Because it was the first time, you know, we've cooked down there. And I'm like, you know, steaks are easy. So now we'll bring the burgers. And then sure enough, after a while, oh, you got those burgers? And where's the steaks? Now we know.
So, overall rating. Do it again?
Oh, absolutely. But what I've noticed, because I think that's the third time I've been down there. I mean, that's the most I've been down there since I've lived here. We have quite the international contingent down there. I did not know that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's the Russians. They've come in. Do you see the same thing?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
What?
I think, I don't know if they're residents or non-residents, but that's, I guess, the way the people scream and holler, the residents. It must mean they're not residents, but hey, again, you got to get down
oh,
there early.
Well, that's a first. Well, here's a couple notes that I've made. I think we got there at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, which I just mistake. Absolute
Gotta
god
get there
awful
early.
mistake. No, I know. I'm like, guys, I think, 4:30 is a little bit better time to go down there, for what we want to do.
Or you go down and just kind of what they do with parades, you just plant your stuff early and then figure out a way to get down there.
I don't know. It's like when people plant their towels on the beach chairs and whatnot. It's like, no, I don't do that. So I show up and got two very hefty Yeti coolers. Not the plastic ones, but the
With the claws.
they look like really big purses.
Are you a blueberry claw guy or what? Or blackberry, I guess it is.
Oh, that White Claw crap? Come on.
Taking that's a no.
Come on. Come on, Scoot.
Asking.
Even though I'm on the east side and you're on the west side,
Asking for a friend.
asking for a friend. So we get to the ramp to go down, and now I know we couldn't get parking because we saw the cars all lined up, and it reminded me
Ooh.
back, oh yeah, remind me back to the days of bouncing where the fire marshal's there and nobody can come in until somebody leaves. So that
Right.
kind of thing was going on. So got a couple relatives in areas. We park in their driveway, and I thought I was smart. I brought the foldable wagon and walked it over. And I'm like, I'll just go down this ramp.
Oh, no.
No. I go, okay, is there a trail to go down there with this 200 pounds worth of cargo that I
The
and they point me towards the stairs. So I got.
they used to have by the South Beach, they had a nice little meandering decking walkway, but that thing wasn't taken care of and rotted, and they demolished it, I think, a year
Well,
ago, which then took away that access point.
we came locked and loaded because the shop was closed. Every time I've been down there, it's been closed. So I'm like, all right, we'll bring our supplies. Oh, I go down those stairs, and it's just
You
me.
must have been sweating.
Oh my God, I'm checking the iWatch. I'm pulling, 150, 160 heartbeats
Think
a
there's what
second.
a how many stairs are there?
Too many.
100,
But
80, something like that? I don't
okay.
know.
Here's my first peeve, okay? It's 2 in the afternoon, and you got these Rocky guys running up and down these steps. And
Oh yeah. You can
when
do
I'm
it.
okay, good for you, but don't do it during rush hour. I mean, I'm coming down there. It's a one lane road, and you got a semi coming down.
Well, again, that was the purpose of that whole walkway that they had meandering through the woods down further south. That was for your situation, but
But it's
the city
gone.
didn't, I know, the city didn't maintain it, and it kind of rotted away.
Now, okay, putting my business cap on. Okay, fine, you do that so people can't haul their stuff down there, so you buy more from the shop. Well, if the shop's always closed, then
You come on, you think that was a business?
come on, this is
Don't
Lake
you just
Forest.
sit on the wagon and just ride it down?
No, well, here the first trip down was carrying the coolers. Okay,
When you got to the platform where the bathrooms used to be, did you
yeah,
how long was the break?
no, because I knew if I stopped, I wouldn't get
Oh, you
going
kept.
again. So I just kept it rolling. And then we got to the very bottom. It's me and two girls. Okay, one girl's at the top. One girl's walking down with me, carrying her purse. And then, we got the foldable wagon, that needs to be come down so we can haul this stuff. And I get to the very end, and I look at the girl and I said, she goes, "Well, are you going to go up and get that wagon?" I'm like, "It's just a little folding wagon. Come on." So I had to heft it back up there and get the wagon and come back down. So that was, you know, I was, I said,
thank goodness you did your pre-workout walking around in the morning.
I'm just telling you, because it's like, I'm like, all right, coach, put me back in, or coach, take me out. So I learned that, and I knew 2 o'clock, that just got awful horrible. But the guys, why you pick out that time at 2 o'clock? You know what I mean? Why do they?
Too.
It was hot. So either you're wanting to be seen or you're.
Look at me.
Look at me. So come on. Don't be those guys. Don't be those guys. So we get down there, and then the tables were just filled with. It was like. Because you ask them, hey, where are you guys from? You from Russia? Oh, no, Romania. They will not admit Russia, but I know Russian when I, you know, hear it. Being the Latvian that, you know, that I am, I know where they're from. So if I had to do that to get down there, how did they get all their stuff in there? So you got to have a parking sticker to go down there, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
But all I think what they do is people go early and they drop everything off. And if they can get a parking space, that's great. And then they'll just camp it there for the day.
But I thought you can't get in. Okay, you get in before they check the stickers?
Oh, no. I'm saying you get on early.
Okay, so they have everything. To have a sticker. Somebody's got to have a sticker.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Or you can buy, a sticker, but you can also be a non-resident and buy a day pass or whatever it is. And
$25 per person.
Which
I understand now should be 100 per person.
You're right.
I get it.
That's
Scoop.
Why I said it's not it's you know, this is for the community. That's great that non-residents can come down there, but $25? No, if you're a non-resident, you should be paying out the teeth, because that's not a beach like any other on the North Shore. And that will deter the non-residents, but also open the door for more residents. And the residents are the ones that are really kind of ripping apart these workers.
Well, the people that I saw, I don't know if they could communicate in English to these workers. You know what I mean? And it's not, hey, if they're residents and they paid for it, okay, God bless. But because when they come in there, it's not just one picnic table. They got like four picnic tables. A lot of Russians.
Yeah, it's a tough kind of quandary. And, you know, I think, you know, the city needs to do a little better job at limiting the resident, non-resident issue. I don't know. They might be all residents, but I think there's more non-residents down there than.
Well, I thought it was just me. And it's not, we're being, hi Pam, how we doing?
Someone just came in.
You know, I thought it was just me. So I asked around and said, yeah, it's a common occurrence. And I'm like, huh, maybe they're all on the west side or, you know, wherever. Okay.
I don't know.
But I thought they seem to be doing a good job about checking people in.
Oh, no, they do a great job. I think it's just, you know, I just think the non-resident fee should be more stiff.
What do you think it should be, hundo?
I think it should be, you know, $100, $50 maybe. I mean, I think there's more non-resident. And I don't know if the numbers, the non-resident fees show that, but you know, people getting around it, I think, but it should be every non-resident using our facilities should be paying a price where they have to kind of think through it. Like, yeah, is it really worth it? Or if it is, use it. I mean,
well, if it's again, 50 or 100, that beach is worth it. So,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it $100? I mean, that is not like Lake Bluff Beach where you go down there and it's just a beach line and all that. I mean, this is a nice, well, not nice, spectacular beach. And, you know, we talked about the other day, last time, was that the wreck providing options for the community. It's for the community, not for non-residents. And we shouldn't be making profit, you know, on our residents. If you want to make profit, you make profit on the non-residents using all the facilities, not just the beach. And you make it where it's where people have to think through, like, yeah, I don't want to pay $100 this week to go down there. That opens it up for more residents.
But shouldn't they have, like, I mean, better food and drink to?
The history behind that is, it's always been, you know, about profit, and, you know, they've had a number of different businesses come down there, but the city waxes them. You know, they want, you know, 20-30%, whatever it might be, from the vendor. And it's like, you know, these vendors go, well, I can't.
Well, first of all,
I can't survive that. So, you know, the city, that's the city's fault. So they have to, you know, and right now Kemper's doing it as a stopgap. And, but again, it's a stopgap. And what comes first is the golf course, if they're maintaining that. And, you know, Kemper can't continue to do this. The city's got to figure out a way to, and they should figure out a way to, one, get a vendor down there. There's plenty of vendors in the city, here, you know, Little Lantern, Left Bank,
Chiefs,
all the Chiefs. I mean, you can go on and on. And
Urso, I mean, all those
need
guys.
Need to work out something where these businesses can get extensions down there, and not where the city has to, you know, do a money grab on them. I mean, it's just, it's not right. And that's what you get then, is you get sporadic service down there. And to be honest with you, both places down there, they can have a really nice facility down there. The South Beach, they got a kitchen down there. And at this thing, they got a kitchen. They should figure this out. It's not difficult.
What do you think the obstacle is?
It's all. The obstacle is they don't want to budge on what they want to charge the vendors to come down there. That's pure and simple.
Well, here, let's do a little math class, okay, Scoo? All right, this is just old school bar math, okay? Food, okay, besides inflation now, okay, that's at least a 30-40% of your cost, okay? So take that out of there, okay? The employees, okay, take another third of it, okay? And what's left over, you split that up to rent, and then whatever minuscule profit that you have, you can't operate that way.
Left Bank was one of the probably original vendors down there. The guy used to have a little bike and cart that he'd have down there serving hot dogs and all that. And Left Bank can still be that. I mean, what they provide is perfect, you know, to have in their hot dogs, sandwiches. The city will say that, oh, you know, there's the kitchen. We had to have all these stoves and all that correctly done. Like Left Bank is a perfect example. Hot dogs, boil them. That's how they do it. You know, sandwiches, you don't need it. But the thing is, these little businesses like Left Bank, when they say, you know what, the city says, well, we want 20% of what you generate. Okay, I sold 100 dogs down there, but it, you know, at the end, like you said, a business, it doesn't equate out where you can say, okay, you know what, I can't do this as a charity.
Well,
and the city shouldn't be charging them. The city should not be charging these vendors, if they're local vendors, to come down there, set up shop. I'll argue with anyone, alderman, anyone on that, is it's not, you know, it's not right. If you want to have a full first-class facility down there, you have to have food and drink down there. They pass a big thing about liquor down there. That's done, and they don't have any liquor down there because they can't get vendors down there because the city wants more money from them, too much money from them. I mean, it's like...
and then if you're going to bring your own stuff, you got no way to bring it down unless you get there earlier, you heff it down those steps and have a heart attack going...
So they have two facilities that can work, and it's all you don't have to, you don't have to make money on providing recreation for, the public. I mean, it's like I said, let the vendors come down. Don't charge them. If it's a local, vendor like Left Bank, you don't charge them for rent and all that crap. Let them come down there, let them make money. And all it does is make the beach a better place to go to.
Yeah. Well, or patrol who, or control who's going in there, because I don't think those people that are in there now are going to pay anything extra.
No.
You know what I mean? You know what?
Well, the problem is, I think, again, it's somehow the non-residents are getting, because I'm sure Sally will come back and go, no, they're not non-residents, because look at our revenue. It's little compared to what's showing up down there. Well, that's easy, because somehow they're getting, whether they're using an address or something in town, buying a sticker, and they don't live here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for a fact, I've seen it before, where people have said they're residents and they're not, they get stickers, and that's,
yeah.
So the other thing is, it's people, residents like you and I, who are bringing friends and whoever down there and not paying anything.
Yeah.
Because they're in my car and I got a sticker.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, here's what I know about that sticker. $85 before April 30th. And if you don't get it by April 30th, $1.45, my friend.
Oh,
$1.45.
That's been like that forever. That's why it's you want to get that paid. But that's the thing. I mean, it's like, you got a lot of non-residents down there that are getting in there with residents.
Yeah. And so it needs to be.
How do you police that? I don't know. But, again.
Well, I guess if you want to have a nice experience, you can turn a little bit of a profit or break even. Okay. It can be done if you want to. And I'm just trying to figure out, why don't they want to? It's unless they have other things to work on. So.
Again, Pete, it's I went through this when I was on the rec board, and it was, can I use the word befuddling? That,
ooh, that's a word. Yeah.
It's even like when people want to store their little boats down there and all that stuff. I mean, my stance was hammer the non-residents. If they want to do it there, that's fine, but they need to pay an extremely higher rate than what a resident pays. And I mean, and I've been on discussions with other board members when I was on there that, oh no, that's not right. Well, you know what? What's not right is a resident not being able to access.
Yeah.
So I don't care about people accessing, but if it's non-resident, you need to thumbscrew them with the cost. And then, maybe if they don't want to pay it, that opens up the door for a resident who should be getting priority.
So I was there, had a good time. The crowds left. So somebody was able to go get the car, because I was not going back up those stairs again. No, that was not going to happen. All right, Scoo, anything else going on in town? This is probably going to take up everybody's mind share for a while.
The usual weekly stuff. I mean, who knows Thursday if they're going to have the concert in the square. And then, hopefully they do. And that's, a lot of good stuff still around and about. So hopefully we can kind of move forward and. But like I said, it's sad, and I just can't imagine what these families and the community is going through.
Well, you can imagine some of it. Your daughter was in the middle of it, so thank goodness that came out okay. We thank you all for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. The Lake Forest Podcast is supported by viewers and listeners just like you, like Dark Eye Beach Fishing. They're the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. They're world-renowned captains that only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at SharkGuyBeachFishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Coastal Lance, Otto, RDM, Broadstop Breakfast Group in Kenosha, Captain Mike's in downtown Kenosha, and the Greentown Tavern in Waukegan. On behalf of my co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening.